Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Careful Clean, serving the Bay Area with exterior cleaning services, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, and wood restoration services for residential and commercial clients. Careful-clean.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown is wasting no time in China. He's already struck two formal agreements with the Chinese government, one to promote economic development and trade, the other to collaborate on environmental protection.
My commitment is to build California in many different ways, by tapping into the talent that is within the state to work collaboratively with other countries, and in particular, with the people of China.
Political reporter John Myers is in China covering Brown's trade mission as a collaboration between the California Report and Sacramento's ABC affiliate News 10. Myers says the governor's style appears to be in sync with the Chinese way of doing business.
People who know Jerry Brown the best, and I think even the governor himself, say that he takes his time these days in his life and in politics a lot more than he ever did before. And you know, as we travel through Beijing and to other parts of China over the next week, what we keep hearing is that the Chinese want a relationship before they make business deals. You know, they want for that relationship to develop. And Brown seems very focused on something that would grow over time. I mean, yes, he's hoping to come home to California with specific deals in hand, but this trip really seems to have been designed to plant some seeds that the governor hopes will bear some economic fruit in years to come.
Governor Brown heads to Shanghai next, taking high-speed rail to get there. The delegation of 100 business officials then heads to Guangzhou before wrapping up business next week. New national science standards released yesterday promise to shake up the way science is taught across a number of disciplines. Each state will then decide on its own whether to adopt the standards, but California helped develop them. Charlotte Baer reports.
Right now, Phil Romig says California's science standards are too focused on reading about a subject instead of doing experiments. He's the science curriculum specialist for the Sacramento County Education Office. Under the Next Generation Science Standards, students would have to get their hands dirty. Take a topic like photosynthesis.
You would start plants from seeds and see how they germinate, and the plants would be inside and in the closet, and you would just have more interaction with photosynthesis and how these plants are getting energy.
The new standards would then ask students to explain how they arrive at their conclusions about how the plants grew.
What we've found is that when you take the practices of science and you use them to help students understand ideas, that it tends to help them to do much better.
Phil LaFontaine is with the State Department of Education. He helped develop the new standards along with representatives from 25 other states, in part to boost California's low science test scores. He says teaching students to think critically about science and engineering is essential in a state where technology and innovation jobs are among the biggest economic drivers.
What we want to ensure is that our students are ready for those kind of jobs when they leave K-12 education.
He says it may be a couple of years before the standards make it into the curriculum. First, they'll be reviewed in a public comment process. A decision from the State Board of Education is expected this fall. For the California Report, I'm Charlotte Baer.
After scientific research decades ago at UC Irvine tied certain chemicals to loss of ozone in the Earth's atmosphere, nearly 200 nations pledged to phase out their use. The Montreal Protocol is often praised as a great example of international cooperation. But in California, where the state's $2.3 billion strawberry industry has come to rely on methyl bromide, a new report by the state's Department of Pesticide Regulation suggests strawberry growers will be using it for years to come. KQED science reporter Amy Standen has more.
Strawberries are a very valuable crop that a lot of bugs and other pests like to eat. So, to get the biggest yield possible, conventional growers use chemicals to sterilize the soil, kill everything in it, before they plant. For years, they've used a fumigant called methyl bromide. Problem is, methyl bromide attacks the planet's protective ozone layer. So, in 1987, an international treaty included methyl bromide in a phase-out of all ozone-depleting chemicals. Other industries were quick to adapt, says David Doniger of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Whether it's in air conditioning or industrial solvents, whole manner of other industries where ozone-destroying chemicals were once the norm, they have transitioned to safer alternatives, sometimes twice.
The last holdout, he says, farmers, particularly California strawberry growers.
It was supposed to be eliminated in 2005, and we're now into the ninth or the tenth year of overtime. You know, the project started in 1990, so they had 15 years.
They haven't found alternatives that are both safe and effective. One promising technique is called anaerobic soil disinfection, which uses organic matter to sterilize the soil. But according to the report from state pesticide regulators, that method is still not ready for prime time. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.
A legal aid organization that serves California's rural poor is getting ready for its prime time, presenting arguments before a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. The case is being closely watched for its possible ramifications beyond farm country. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
California Rural Legal Assistance, or CRLA, operates 22 offices, mostly in farmworker communities throughout the state. It's helped farmworkers win back wages and filed lawsuits seeking clean drinking water for rural communities. In 2005, Tulare County Congressman Devin Nunes asked for an investigation into CRLA, saying the group was pushing a political agenda and harming the Central Valley's farm economy. The Federal Legal Services Corporation carried out a probe and reported finding evidence the group had used taxpayer money for political advocacy. Investigators eventually subpoenaed the records of nearly 40,000 people who sought CRLA help, an order the organization has been fighting for years.
Ultimately, what's at stake here is the sanctity of the attorney-client relationship.
University of North Carolina law professor Bernie Burke will represent the legal aid group Thursday in front of a three-judge panel at the D.C. Court of Appeals.
It's very common for CRLA lawyers to hear, if my boss found out I was here getting advice from a lawyer, he'd fire me. If my landlord found out that I was getting advice from a lawyer, he'd throw me out. And yet the government is asking that CRLA identify every single one of them, thousands and thousands of people.
Congressman Nunes continues to insist that the Legal Services Corporation pull funding from CRLA. In a statement to the California Report, he said the group, quote, blatantly disregards the law. Irresponsible organizations such as this should not receive taxpayer funding. Nunes's critics say his loyalty to the dairy industry is really behind this fight. CRLA attorneys have won $2.7 million in back wages for dairy workers in recent years. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Can you hear how many stories the California Report is on top of? Don't miss a beat. Subscribe to our podcast. You'll find a link to sign up for it on iTunes and, of course, at our own website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change, and Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.